It's not just me bragging about ATX Hot Sauce. ATX Hot Sauce is a local brand that has really taken off. The concept is flavor first, heat second, and it's working. ATX Hot Sauce is a great story that just keeps getting better. At the Austin Chronicle's annual Hot Sauce event, this is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and best in the hot sauce world and also brings out those who love their hot sauce, the ultimate critics. Guess what? The first year that ATX Hot Sauce has entered the competition, and I'm happy to tell you that in the People's Choice category, the ATX Hot Sauce Big Red took first place. That's one gold medal. In the Pepper category, ATX Hot Sauce Honeybee Hot also took a gold medal. That's two gold medals. In the commercial category, the ATX Hot Sauce The Juice got a silver medal. Guess what? Orders are coming in by the thousands, and wherever you are on the hot sauce scale, there's something for you. Cool logo, cool slogan, and it's really working. Flavor first, heat second. Get a box now. It's simple. Go to atxhotsauce.com. Remember this, because everybody wants some. It's atxhotsauce.com. That's atxhotsauce.com. Flavor first, heat second. You know, I thought this was really, really cool. It's not often that I would say I was energized to retweet this, but this was Twitter at its best. I think this was almost social media at its best. I mean, we can make fun of social media a lot. I think Twitter is a pretty cool medium. And you'll notice I'm trying to do a little bit more. It's not the first thing I want to do is chat with you, but I'm trying to come around. And I think it's pretty effective, and I like it. I get why people can become addicted to it. And I just think this was this moment when I thought, wow, that's powerful. That's well done. It's instant. It's thought-provoking. It's everything good media should be. Little did I know it would come from the Pflugerville Public Library. But well done, well played. I just admire the thought. I admire the dramatic image. I admire the compelling topic. I admire how they've invited people in. Have at it. Go ahead. It's powerful visual and a powerful message. You know, a lot of social media is narcissism. A lot of it's stupid. A lot of it's we all breathing our own exhaust fumes. Not this one. And I said Pflugerville. For those who don't know, Pflugerville is a suburb of Austin. This message could have been anywhere, anytime, but the fact that it happened here is really important because there's a good reason for them to going here. A very good reason. And they're getting a ton of criticism. I think their criticism is dumb. I think it is misguided, but I think it is absolutely admirable where they've gone. I can't brag anymore about, one, the use of social media, the creativity of how they did this, and the powerful message they sent. So the Pflugerville Public Library, or a library, public library, did everything right. It made us think in a very short, powerful way. If you haven't seen it, I think I retweeted about this. I don't even know what I said. I think I just said, well done. You think it's not well done? Let's fight about it then. Let's go. I think they're saying the same thing. So what they did, I don't even think the explanation does it justice. The message was this, and it came from Pflugerville Library. Pflugerville is not a small town anymore like everything else around Austin. It's big. This is a day before and after shot. This is a before and after shot of what a single shelving unit in the library's teen space would look like if we removed every book with content that could offend someone. Out of 159 books, there are 10 left on the shelves. And what they did was they showed you the before and then after. And of course, empty space. If you say, I don't get it, so what? You don't follow Texas politics. We're in the 2021 version of book burning. And that's not an exaggeration, in my opinion. I mean, the tweet is everything the library and books are about. Everything is contained in this. Then it says, we've removed books that contain profanity, teen drinking, religious content, racism, magic, abuse, sexual content, and more. But in taking away those books, we also removed examples of friendship, love, courage, creativity, faith, forgiveness, reality, resilience, humor, and history. It's like a drop the mic kind of moment. Brilliant. I think it's brilliant. I think it's thoughtful. I think it's powerful. I think it's tasteful. And it's accurate as hell. So I can't think of a tweet that has, I mean, a lot of it's making fun of each other. A lot of it's ripping each other. A lot of it's cracking pretty good jokes. That one is one of the more thought-provoking moments. I mean, it really is. I can't say enough about it. So then, of course, if you're wondering, well, I don't know, what are they, woke? Shut your face, first of all. Stop with the woke comment. You mean being smart is a terrible thing? Being thoughtful is a terrible thing? Stop with that. Stop acting dumb and being proud of being dumb. I used to have to do this all the time in talk radio. It's not cool to be stupid. It's not cool. In fact, it's not really cool at all. Stop being stupid. Don't be proud to be stupid. Your politicians in this state are making a living being proud for people to be stupid. It's time to stop bragging about stupid. Because our statewide political heroes, led by the guy who's trying to get two jobs at once, governor and president, they have, my opinion, but I think the Pflugerville Library point is very accurate and thoughtful and powerful. They've made the point better than I could. They've drawn attention to the issue more than I could. But in this state, we have a mob-like mentality of get the porn out of libraries, get the wokeness out of libraries, get the books, get the books, get the books. There's a mob-like mentality, a dumbed-down, narrow-minded, mob-like mentality at the statewide level. And that's not an exaggeration. We have the governor encouraging bureaucracies, even though it's none of their business, bureaucracies of finding porn in libraries. By the way, can we stop for a second about that? Has anyone found any porn? This has been, what, a week or 10 days since Governor MAGA 2.0 said, I want you to find and prosecute porn in libraries, which, of course, begged to ask the question, you've been governor and attorney general for a long, long time. Why are you just now on top of the porn in the libraries issue? Why'd you just come to that? If porn is such a problem, where is all the porn? I didn't even see any porn on their shelves. Did somebody got like a VHS tape or something somewhere? Is there a penthouse underneath a couch somewhere? Notice how nobody's come forward with any evidence of porn. Just so what, is there more porn in libraries or more fake votes in the state? Which one is there? Which one is there? It is a dumbed down mob mentality. And I think they did a nice job of saying, stop, think, try to think for a change. So, and I don't know, I've yet to hear of anyone finding any porn in school libraries. I haven't heard of anyone finding any fake votes. It's supposed to be a big deal in this state. Both of those things, we're making laws about them. We have a state legislator, again, a dumbed down, happily stupid state legislator that put a list together of books. And then we've got the Pflugerville Library to thank for saying, you know what, everybody? I mean, what a brilliant visual and a brilliant comment. We removed books that contain profanity, teen drinking, religious content, racism, magic, abuse, sexual content, and more. But in taking away those books, we also removed examples of friendship, love, courage, creativity, faith, forgiveness, reality, resilience, humor, and history. In other words, what they're saying is, so you just want to go numb, you just want to be stupid. And that is exactly what is happening in this state. Proudly playing dumb. So if we found the porn, they did it. They took everything off the shelf that would that might bother you. They took it off the shelf. Shockingly, there's 10 books left. Those are pretty boring. Hey, I've been up and down the aisles at Specs for years, and I'm happy to welcome Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods to our little show. It's a perfect fit, and I'll trust that you'll give them plenty of business. You know, with my love of all things Cabernet, I'll continue to be a regular. Specs is a Texas family-owned destination for selection and savings since 1962. Specs is your one-stop shop with thousands, I mean really thousands, of wine, spirits, and beers at everyday lower prices. Specs is a four-time National Retailer of the Year, and here's a tip for saving time, getting the best deals, and get insider info on seasonal releases, and I'm doing it for the newest releases on some of my favorite Cabernet. Just go to specsonline.com. Get the best of everything and save time by going to specsonline.com. From table to tailgate, Specs has you covered with lower prices on Texas's largest selection of world-class wines, craft spirits, local beers, and a stunning collection of finer foods. And this month, Specs Key Club members, make sure you check it out, get special access to Scotch and Pinot Noir savings. If you have not signed up for Specs Key Club, you're missing out on customized discounts, events, and tastings. You'll love it. You'll get early access to promotions. Just sign up today. Go to specsonline.com/keyclub and join the fun. That's specsonline.com/keyclub. Customer after customer have given five-star ratings, and the reason is simple. Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio-Optimizers work. Here's an example. Marie wasn't getting enough sleep. Every night she struggled with poor sleep and restless legs, but she made a small change. And 1 month later, everything was better. She left a five-star review saying, "I'd give this 100 stars if I could. Within 1 month of use, I went from daily struggles with restless legs and poor sleep to no struggles with any of it. I know it sounds dramatic and far-fetched, but it's true." You can check out the reviews for yourself. If you're having trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, one of the best things you can do is start getting enough magnesium. Don't run to some store to buy the first magnesium supplement you find. Most magnesium supplements use only two cheap synthetic forms. And since they're not full spectrum, they won't fix your magnesium deficiency or help you sleep better. There are actually seven unique forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience the calming, sleep-enhancing efforts. That's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio-Optimizers. Take two capsules before you go to bed, and you'll be amazed how much better you sleep. And now, much more rested you're going to feel when you wake up. For an exclusive offer for my listeners, go to magnesiumbreakthrough.com. That's magnesiumbreakthrough.com, and use the code JEFF10 to save 10% when you try Magnesium Breakthrough. One more thing. For a limited time, Bio-Optimizers is also giving away free bottles of their best-selling products, P3OM and Mass Zymes, with select purchases. Go to magnesiumbreakthrough.com/Jeff10 to get your exclusive 10% discount plus the chance to get more than $50 worth of supplements for free. Do it now. magnesiumbreakthrough.com/Jeff10. My alma mater may have lost. Let me back up here. Something really bothers me. Obviously, because I've taught at a college campus for a long time, I think it is so, the criticisms of what goes on at college campuses is so disconnected, so disrespectful and stupid. It really is maddening. And I get tired of it. I get tired of hearing people brag. I get tired of hearing, you know, it's the play of the day in politics, and it's a play off of what Donald Trump started some time ago. Trump, of course, like many others, they all come from Ivy League schools, but then tell a bunch of people how terrible a college education is, which is absolutely BS. It's BS, and it's wrongheaded. The Trump slogan, "Make America Great Again," is genius politically. It really is. I mean, it's everything. It's everything that that group of older white people wants to hear and feel. And it was a brilliant, and I don't use the term often with him because I don't think there's anything brilliant about him. I think he's really stupid. But It was brilliant, and it sent the message to white America, older white America, man, we sure need to go back to the 70s or 50s or whatever. And I remember the first time I heard it, I had two reactions. One, wow, that's brilliant. That's going to work. It's exactly what older white people want to hear. But it's so offensive. And it's offensive because pretending as if we don't live in a great time period, certainly economically, it is so crazy. I don't know how anyone could sit in Austin, Texas, for example, and not look around and go, you know what we joke about? I joke about it often. Our own prosperity. We joke about people getting rich at a young age. We joke about skyscrapers. We joke about cranes. You know where they don't joke about this stuff? In most of America. Most rural America has been completely left behind. It's a different world. And the city is what it is because of smart people. It is. Smart wins. Talent wins. That's why the cranes are going up. So it's just such a, to think we live in a time period. You know, the crowd that loves to hear Make America Great Again is from a generation where you had to start at a company and work your way up. You know what you do now? You do whatever you want. You launch a product at whatever age. You launch an idea at whatever age. And you can become successful. You don't have to. You could be 19 or 90 and make it. You can work with a bunch of people or not with anybody and be successful. There's never been, it's not perfect, trust me, and the places where it's really sad are the places where these politicians are pandering and talking down to people and telling them where you are is okay. It's everyone else's fault, and it's not true, and it's disingenuous, and it's unhealthy. Income inequality is a real thing, and it's because of education. It's because of college degrees. But now more than ever, you have a chance. This economy is on fire. We have inflation largely because demand is so high. We went through a pandemic and we've reinvented ourselves and come out of it. It is miraculous. It is a testament to people who can pivot, and they can pivot because they're smart. Not everybody has to have a college degree. I get it. But it is a tremendous starting point. And to talk down to college degrees is so pathetic. It really is. I say all that because here's a setup. My alma mater, of course, University of Texas, lost to Kansas in football. But I'm reading something one night. I thought, no, this is what makes me proud. I'm not going to get lost in something not important like football. Here's the real thing. This is the real scoreboard. The stuff that matters. When you think about Austin as one of the top places in the country, number one in many of the last few years in terms of starting businesses. I mean, if you really want to sit back and you get away from these maggot sellout politicians and think like most people in Austin do, I don't need them. I don't care about them. I'm bypassing them. You look at the lists of the best places, the most active places to launch a business, and Austin is going to be near the top on most of them. Sadly, if you look at the data, okay, not the feelings of politicians, the data. If you look at the data around this country, unfortunately, the majority of startups happen in just a few zip codes. And that's unfortunate because we would encourage that everywhere. We don't want politicians. They don't matter. They're dumb. Okay. We want talented people encouraging other talented people to launch businesses. That's what's a great economy. We want more places, more zip codes for people to have the skill set to launch businesses. Instead, you know what we have? We have select places with high concentrations of people with college degrees that are near major universities. Those are the places where businesses are launched. We should be encouraging more of that. Not less of that, but that's not how politicians operate. The fact that there's just a few zip codes, and I can't remember what the number was. It was something like 30 zip codes launched something like 80% of the businesses in this country. Okay? I know there are levels of that you can pick apart. I'm not condemning anybody who starts a business. I'm promoting you. I'm just saying that number needs to be spread out. So the fact that colleges and college degrees are somehow a bad thing is just sad and sick to say, because that's where you get your expertise. So talent wins, man. I say this to students, talent wins. And you know what they do? They become talented and they launch businesses and they'll do it. And they are risk takers, and we train them to be risk takers. And that is a beautiful, great thing. And anyone who says otherwise is a piece of trash politician who only wants to keep people down. So what's frustrating is the Fox News and talk radio crowd that whines about education, this whole thing that you hear over and over again, they'll indoctrinate. That mantra that you get all the time is offensive. It's untrue. It's unhealthy. Instead of discouraging college degrees, they should be encouraging it. If you draw a circle around the most healthy economies in this country, you're going to find more times than not, they're right there by major universities. To hear the talk radio crowd and the politicians talk is people, these are narrow-minded meatheads, in my opinion, who don't like America. They don't like free enterprise. They don't. But they make it sound like college is nothing but a bunch of philosophy majors smoking weed and protesting. That's what they make it sound like. They try to tell this to older people around the country, and they believe it. And it's not that at all. If these oppressive haters, and that's what I'm going to call them, oppressive haters, cared about a healthy economy, they'd be promoting more college majors and more college degrees. You know, if you look inside of a college class, trust me on this, and there's data to back this up now. If you look inside of a college class, you're not going to be hearing a bunch of woke talk. You're not going to hear about politics and feelings. You're not going to hear that at all. It's not the way it works. But yeah, that's what they want to tell you. You're not going to hear that. You're going to hear and see a bunch of smart people learning marketable skills and strategies that create economic opportunity in this country. They're the most important rooms in this country. They're not talking about feelings. They're talking about strategy. And you know what they do? They leave that room and they go launch businesses. Instead, we condemn them. They're saving most of the people whining. They're saving their stupid ass by creating businesses. And yet politicians want to condemn them. You know where the evidence is? The evidence right here. It's not a bunch of philosophy majors. It's a bunch of smart people who want to get ahead because they want to. And they're not sitting around worrying about a bunch of old people whining about them. They're going to move on. There's cranes all over the city because they're just going to say, screw it. I'll move on. Whine all you want, old man. I'm going to go make some stuff. I'll do something. So you can walk into my class. You know, we're not talking about philosophy and oppressiveness and politics. We don't talk about any of that stuff. We talk about strategy. That's it. And most of the classrooms, almost all of them, are the exact same way. And you complain about them. These talk redneck politicians and talk radio whiners. You're lucky those kids are there learning strategy. You're lucky. They're saving our ass. So here's why I'm so proud of not the football product, but the academic product, the stuff that really matters. It is an amazing program that I wish I could take the talk radio meatheads and say, shut up, watch them, watch what they do. Because they go into a building, they go into a lecture hall, and they are going to talk business. They are going to come up with software. They are going to come up with ideas. Those cranes are going up because of them. Texas is home now to University of Texas at Austin, among the top rankings in entrepreneurship. There are these brilliant programs that are going on around the country. It is one of the great pivot moves college campuses have made, and that is bringing in experts like many of you to teach people on risk-reward. Risk-reward. It is the great thing, and they're learning. Not sitting around whining, they're learning. They're in the game. So, proud of this. Forget losing to Kansas in football. Forget that stuff. This is the important stuff. Princeton Review and Entrepreneur Magazine. University of Texas at Austin ranks number 4 among undergraduate entrepreneurship programs. These programs within business schools are exactly what matters in this country. We should want more people to be exposed to it, not fewer. Not one of those professors is sitting around today, tomorrow, any day of the week talking about politics and porn in libraries. They're not doing any of that stupid stuff. They're saying, here's how you make it go. Here's how you do this. Here's the data you study. They're making this country work. They don't do any of the stuff the politicians tell you about. Oh, I don't know. There may be a philosophy class somewhere. I don't know. Not many of them. Yeah, there may be somebody smoking weed. Yeah. So, there may be somebody out protesting somewhere. They walk in that room. They're ready to go. And then they walk out of that with that degree or not a degree, and they're ready to go. Number 4 among undergraduate entrepreneurship programs. University of Texas at Austin's McCombs School of Business is number 5 on the graduate program list. Number 1 goes to Rice. Is that a terrible place? We want to hate on them too. This is not number 1 in political talk. This is number 1 in business entrepreneurship, which is everything that our politicians should be talking about. We don't encourage this. We discourage it. The great thing is they don't listen. They're too busy to listen to whiners. They're too energized. They're too thoughtful. They don't have time to sit around. Not like most people work in this city and other great places. You don't sit around and listen to these Yahoo talk radio politician hacks. You just go. That's what these kids are doing. And they're professors too. They're starting businesses and launching businesses. And you better thank them for it instead of hating on them. Rice is number 1 on the list. I almost went to Rice. On the list for the graduate entrepreneurship programs. These things are not built on wokeness. They're built on fundamentals and strategy, and they are smart. It's a good story. I think everybody should read it. I wish more politicians would read it, and I wish more people sitting around complaining would back up for a second and take a look at this stuff.